We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life.
Check it out. No hawk today, but it's still party, man. Still party, because it's Sola. It's Crowder and Solana.
Hawk makes a party? No. You're the only person that ever said that in your life.
That's a good point. But, you know, somebody that does make a party, we got Jay Fig on the line. What's up, Figgy?
Hey.
I make the party here, guys.
Yes.
Oh, that's the only way to have a party, Jay Fig.
Figgy makes the party.
Miss you too.
Yeah, we miss Jennifer Figueroa. Good to have you back on today for Cheers 2. So without further ado, here is the wonderfully produced open of Cheers 2. It's Cheers 2. We love funky Buddha so bad. It's Cheers 2. We love funky Buddha so bad. Huck and Crowder love Cheers 2.
Let's play Cheers 2.
What a great open. That's a great open, Crowder.
Whoever that dude is got a terrible voice.
All right.
Garbage.
Dialing. Let's go around the room here before we take some calls. Crowder, it's your segment. Let's go to you. Who are you giving cheers to?
I know I'm gonna surprise everybody out there, but I am giving cheers to my man, my dude, Double Chain, 2 Chainz, Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts took over the game in the inside innings yesterday. Bro stole 2 bases and had a hit. He's the first time to do that since Babe Ruth, I heard. To do something for the first time since Babe Damn Ruth, I got to give Mookie Betts a cheers too for game one of the World Series last night.
All right. Crowder going baseball. That's a shocker.
Yes. I love Mookie, though, because he got on 2 Chainz, the big, thick chunk, the Cuban chunk. I love it.
I'm going to be very basic here, and I'm going to give cheers to the Miami Dolphins. They're 3-3, they're 500, and they have a coach who, doesn't matter who's gotten them to this point, is going to do what's best for the franchise, and they're all over SportsCenter right now. They're the talk of the national media. The Miami Dolphins are back, baby. Whether everybody likes it or not, whether they like the move of two or not, the Miami Dolphins are back. So cheers to that organization. Let's go to Jay Fig. Who are you giving cheers to?
Those are good choices, guys. Things be happening here in sports. But I don't mean to sound like a broken record here, but my cheers to goes to all of the listeners and you guys for constantly checking in on me, checking up on me, saying you guys miss me. And, of course, I miss you guys, too, listening to our shenanigans. So my cheers to is to you guys.
No, you don't have to be a broken record. We miss you, and we care about you, and we're concerned with you, Jay Fig.
Yep.
You're part of the show. You're our sister.
Love you, Figgy. Cheers to Figgy, everybody. Honorary cheers to Figgy. Dan Day, cheers.
Oh, you know who I love, and I've said it many times on this show, Dolly Parton.
Oh, my God, yes.
I love her so much, but even more now, she has a new documentary on Netflix. And it just gives me a whole new respect for her. She blew my mind. She's not just a pretty face with a great voice. She has some substance, and I'm not talking about you know what. I'm talking about her personality and some of the social stance she's taken in the past. Do yourself a favor. Check out the Dolly Parton Netflix, and I would hook up with Dolly Parton to this day.
You would hook up with anybody.
She has a new rooftop bar and everything.
Figgy knows.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I saw it in the news.
Is she alive or is she like weakened at Bernie's?
Oh, no. She's kicking,
definitely
man.
Definitely alive.
Okay. She's I got to watch. I'm looking at the interview now. I'm going to watch her and Stephen Colbert because, I want to cry too. Stephen Colbert cried. I'm going to cry.
I'm telling you, Crowder, you know how you like tissues. You said, when you go to the playground, you like a lot of different things to play with? Dolly's got plenty.
But no booty. Never mind. Who's next? What we got?
All right.
We got a baseball cheers two and a Dolly Parton cheers two. I mean, this is weird.
Making it happen.
This is the weird.
Yeah. Making it happen.
Let's go out to the callers. Let's see who's going to win a $50 gift card to Funky Buddha Brewery. Let's go to Tim in Deerfield. You're on Hawk and Crowder. What's your cheers to, Tim?
Hey, I got to give cheers to the incompetence of that bum Adam Gase. I think he is the nail in the coffin for letting us get two in that game. And they're like, we can't turn around now. It's two a time.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? If that game was close late, they wouldn't have put Tua in. Tim, I didn't even think about that. I like that.
And we might not get Tua had we not seen him, right, for those two passes. So very good point. That's a great – that's in a lead thus far. Roberto in Miami, what's your cheers to?
Yeah, all the best to Figgy Fresh. And my cheers to goes to Ryan Tannehill for continuing to make Orlando Arzigetti look like the biggest idiot in South Florida.
Ooh.
Oh, you crowd.
Roberto makes a point, Solana. He makes a point.
I don't want to say it.
Do I dislike Gase or Armando Moore? I gotta go to the callers.
Well, what did he say? Armando? I heard another name. I heard another name. Not Salguero. I heard Orlando. Anyways, we'll move on. Freddie. Freddie in Key Largo, you're on Cheers 2.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm going to give cheers to the Jets organization for hiring Adam Gase, that doe-eyed dummy. Do you remember that press conference? Anyway,
yes.
What better way to get a number one pick, right?
Yep.
Yes! Woo, we got some good ones.
All right.
Seriously.
To the Jets organization for hiring Adam Gase. And running out of time. Let's just take one more. Let's go to Polly from Palmetto Bay. What's your cheers to, Polly?
Two words for you guys. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Got to get, you know, hats off to Ryan. Despite the 67 points in the last 2 weeks, the 500 mark, the incredible career, the great personality, the morale, the mentor that he is, you got to hands down, man. Give it to Ryan Fitzpatrick. My cheers. With all the funky Buddha and vodka in my mahogany-colored cabinets in my kitchen, Ryan Fitzpatrick, man.
All right. Polly from Palmetto Bay goes Ryan Fitzpatrick. He makes a good point, by the way, Crowder. Like, everything we were talking about earlier, how at least I feel bad for Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's going through a lot, man. He's 3-3. He's played a pretty good season, and he's being pulled. So it's a good cheers, too. Tim in Deerfield said cheers to Adam Gase. Roberto in Miami said cheers to Ryan Tannehill. Freddie in Key Largo, cheers to the Jets organization for hiring Adam Gase. And Pauly from Palmetto Bay, cheers to Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm going to go Tim in Deerfield because he gave cheers to Adam Gase first, and I think he's 100% right. Had he not been the coach of the Jets, we probably don't see Tua in the last couple plays, which means we probably don't get Tua week 8 against the Rams. So I'm giving my vote to Tim in Deerfield.
I gotta give my vote to, and you went Tim. I love Tim. And then Tim, Roberto, we were killing people. I gotta go with Pauly. I gotta go with Pauly for giving love to Ryan Fitzpatrick. He has to step back. He said he was heartbroken, and he also said, speaking of Pauly, that he has mahogany cabinets, and that's an old man. You got an old soul, Pauly. I love it, baby. Get your vodka, get your hop gun, get your funky Buddha. I'm going with Pauly.
All right. J-Fig, we'll let you decide. Between Tim and Pauly, Tim gave cheers to Adam Gase, Pauly to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Wow, this is intense, but my room smells like mahogany, and I agree with Pauly here.
There we go.
Yeah.
Love.
Pauly in Palmetto Bay, who gave cheers to Ryan Fitzpatrick. You win a $50 gift card to Funky Buddha Brewery, another rousing rendition of Cheers 2 here. It's sponsored by Funky Buddha Crowder. I can't wait for the weekend. Going to be drinking Funky Buddhas all weekend long with my brother Daniel, who is I've converted into a huge Funky Buddha fan.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I can't drink with Daniel. Daniel's a hater.
not a funky Buddha, though. Not a funky Buddha.
No, no, no. He loves funky Buddhas. Jay Fig, did you say your room smells like mahogany?
Yes. I have a wax warmer here, and it smells like mahogany.
A wax warmer? You're a young kid. What do you warm wax for?
Because it smells nice.
Do you have a cedar chest also? I mean, come on.
A wax warmer? I don't even know what that is. A wax warmer.
It's like a diffuser, but it's wax.
Yeah, you burn wax and it smells good.
Yeah, exactly. It smells fantastic in my
room
right now.
Do you also wear sandals with an ankle strap around the back?
Perhaps.
It is perhaps. Good to have Figgy back.
Love another, it, Figgy.
Another rousing rendition of Cheers 2. Figgy, we will speak to you hopefully next week. We miss you.
I miss you guys, hopefully.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up next here on Hawk and Crowder. Thank you to everybody that called in for Cheers 2. Again, big 4 o'clock hour. You're going to have two chances to win the new Nest Audio by Google that's coming up here in the next segment and later on in the 4 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll talk to Sam Monson of PFF about Tua Tagovailoa. That's coming up next here on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Fine-ass Kyle.
He's got that walk.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.